ทัศน์ดีสงไ
ท
ต้องจ่ายน้ำมัน
The second one is mitigation.
this new program would be handled by the government. But you are talking about adaptation. In Thailand, we spend a lot of time, a lot of money to do prevention and mitigation. But we do less in adaptation. In Vietnam, we do more in adaptation. So we can learn about that. And the other thing that we realized from the FAP last year, that most of the infrastructure that EU have, it does not work well. So we have to come back and maintain all that infrastructure that we already have.
Our prevention in the background is the ดมีปัญหาอย
ู่ have a lot of youth and stuff maybe to do a bank or something and so maybe to do a bank or it's different so it's mean that they have some skills so it mean that would we like to start to educate lead, but lead every evaluation of what lead assessment in any field. It means that, okay, this is IP for researchers for education program and some kind of living program. Maybe in the home, they have a team in front, but not by a team, but in front. At least one point emerging that flood affecting rural area is different from flood affecting big city. Okay, so the kind of study should be different because, as you said, more flood mean more fertile soil. In fact, it's true in Thailand. After the flood, the off season rice is doing well. Okay, move on.
I need to be like to support the team idea for sufficient economy idea. In rural area, we always say we should continue. Every place in rural area should have water retained port. This is the way that the team always support. Because of you may have pond, deep water to use in the dry season, as well as you have the area in the rainy season to use the water because of flooding. All the house in the rural area is always have a nice crop. Don't have to stay in the basement. Basement always open in terms of flooding. But in urban area, like the city, these things you need to consider. Many of people happy to stay in condominium. Now, when the city is at last, of course, you cannot change the sea level, so you have to stay higher. Leave the first floor to do another business. As well as, you need to have front way, drainage canal, and send the water at last direct to the sea as soon as possible. You may have to make a dike or dam to prevent the sea water coming in and pump the water out. That Thailand already have this plan. But some mistake, some misunderstand, this is a good lesson that happens to the next. We have the idea before, thinking about this land. We have the idea so far to stop the water coming to the land by, look at this. If we can make the big dam cross this area, so you can have more land. You can have more land. You can pump the water out like you have done in this land. Or the nearest country of Thailand is Singapore. This is the gap that can be made to the land. Then you block this area. I don't talk about any problem, effect about environment, but thinking about that, Bangkok is close to the sea, is the same as sea level. If we can block this area and pump the water out, so we can have a lot of land increased, but I didn't talk about environment. That also have a big problem too.
Okay. Next question. Okay. One more. One bit now.
Okay. I want to share some information about the flooding in the community today. Then before that, for many years,
Thank you.
future prospect of God's retirement. You know, he's a very important man.
No, I'm only the people who have the information and tried to analyze that at least all. And the main reason why the government started to invest in my work because they like to improve the efficiency in management. So I'm as a person who managed the office to set up the national data warehouse. And I think that with the climate change situation and with the situation that we have more and more population, the population is increasing and the climate is not so stable. So we need to have better management. And how can we do that? I think the main two factors that we need to focus in. One is a human resource development. We need to have people. The computer cannot manage the whole thing. And the other one is to have a better information. I think that is the two main things before we solve the problem. That is the point that I'm interested to join this. Because and the other thing, the last one that I'd like to mention, and I'd like to get that spot from your group also. Do we need to have to start to address it? Change management. I think that in Thailand we realize that we are at a point to change the way that we manage water.
Okay, thank you.
We know that the water for fracking is coming, and the government good decision. What will be divert or bring the water to somewhere? Which somewhere that will be effect to the people? What will the government do for the people? This is the problem for us in that. We would like to say it's not easy to maintain the whole water on the whole actually running effect. This is something that they will put in the market. And the second, and pointing out that this year, the running impact to the coming of this. This way, dumping all infrastructure and all elements of this here. It means that when they break through the capital city, they are going to kill power. Because we have no plan to strengthen the local city to kill the capital. Be that in the next video, we would like to have to establish plans on the whole city of Thailand to coordinate between Bangkok City and the staff. This is my turn.
Thank you.
study, and then I can say that up to 100 people die because of living in their house. This is something that I appreciate the teacher coming from China. She taught and worked. This one can be used to save the energy and life. See?
Wow.
Very easy. And you can learn all from up to you. The same thing. This thing, I can tell you that a lot of people in Thailand make use of this one. Actually, in the garden. If you use a light to save all the energy in the small battery, and you can turn it on at night with late night and open on overnight. I use in my garden. This morning I take it out, it's still turned on. So I use what here to show you that this type of alternative energy source should be studied, especially during the flooding time, because the main line of electricity is very, very dangerous. You never know that when it gets become more pure out or your brain out. Then. Okay.
Actually, during the flood, my nephew died. He's a son of my cousin. And the father is electrical engineer, working in ECAT. Because of cabin that moved in the flood, is our understanding that electricity also moved very far. So altogether there were 800 people died. But as Sukhapon said, maybe 200 of them could be prevented by electrical shock. Okay? So the information that Ajahn Sukhapon said and Ajahn Rayon said is public and that we share and prevent death in the inside also. So I think today as somebody who organized this workshop. And the first 5 days we're going to deal with environmental aspects compared to the first 2 years. We spent more on alternative energy and all of that. But you can see that environmental problem as well as sustainability, including flooding, important issues, but we're not only dealing with scientific aspects, we're dealing with human resource aspect as well as management aspect, okay? Which sometimes scientists and engineers and many of you in this room focus on science and engineering too much. At the expense of what we call soft skill. Okay? So I think we have to work together in order to manage flooding, alternative energy, as well as sustainability in a more effective way. Okay? So remember that when you go back to your own country, you're going to go back to your own work in science and engineering area. But in alternative energy, in environment, as well as the natural disaster, as Ajahn Rayon said, the people component are important. First, the impact on people. You know, flooding affects millions of people. Okay? Adaptability is something you have to coach, teach, and train. The management of change, as Ajahn Rayon said, is not easy. People in the world resist change because they get used to their own paradigm. They used to do this, they don't want to change. Even in fact, there's a book called Mindset, which I
he gets leadership, he gets his electricity. You know, engineering in particular, very difficult to change. Because they think they know one plus one equals two people. Many of them don't change, human resource, as the general you said, is the subject of importance. That's why I spent 35 years trying to improve behavioral change of my people. And now I have an ability and chances to work with our friends from TSS. And you can see that each day that you're here, I want to bring back, all of you can bring back something to your own countries. This coming here is not to come to get study tour and then forget about it. When you go back, you can explain to your friends. And most important is yourself. Try to discover yourself. As government official, as NGO, as academic, what are the future requirements in information and in knowledge that you need? You know, you have to be lifelong learning about things in the future, because things in the future, at least there are three things that sure. One is change, one is uncertainty, and one is unpredictability. You know, I don't know what's going to happen in the world in the next 30 years. I don't know if we will have opportunity to last that long or not, but they all interdisciplines subject like this. So I think this particular session complex, but I hope it brings you some deep understanding of sustainability in the development of our country. Okay? So on my behalf, before I ask one of our delegates to express thanks, I'd like to